This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is in Manitowoc Monday at a union-supported factory, encouraging voters in Northeast Wisconsin to vote early for Vice President Kamala Harris and Democrats throughout the ballot. This was Walz's first visit to Manitowoc and his seventh to Wisconsin as vice presidential candidate.
She understands that manufacturing jobs are the ticket to the middle class, a ticket that doesn't require you go into debt with a college degree, and under her leadership, we're winning the race to make sure the future is made in America.
Later in the day, he attended a private event in Waukesha. When Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders spoke in Oshkosh Monday, he encouraged voters to go to the polls. But he wasn't just stumping for the Harris-Walz ticket. He was also there to support Tammy Baldwin.
Of the outstanding members on our committee fighting for veterans' rights, fighting for lower-cost prescription drugs, fighting for a healthcare system that works for all of us.
Baldwin, who's running for re-election as U.S. Senator, is facing opposition from bank owner Eric Hovde. The general election is 1 week from today. This Halloween, former President Bill Clinton is coming to the Badger State. He won't be trick-or-treating, but rather he's campaigning for the Harris-Walz ticket. He'll appear in the Fox Valley and in Milwaukee. The specific locations and times have not yet been released. Meanwhile, former President Donald Trump will be in Ashwaubenon at the Resch Center tomorrow night with a campaign rally for his ticket. In the past 2 weeks, Northeast Wisconsin has gathered a lot of attention from candidates and supporters in races as diverse as U.S. President to U.S. Senator to local Senate and Assembly districts. Lori Palmieri is running for re-election in the 54th Assembly District.
I think that there is a lot of emphasis going on in the Fox Valley because the decision outcome is decided by two or three votes per ward in this part of the state. And so it's absolutely razor thin, and the decision could be made in Winnebago County, or I've heard Door County, I've heard Brown County.
Minnesota Governor and Democratic Vice Presidential candidate Tim Walz was in Manitowoc yesterday. Former President and Republican Donald J. Trump will rally in Green Bay tomorrow. Legendary Packers coach Mike Holmgren and his daughter, Dr. Calla Holmgren, endorsed Dr. Kristen Lierley for Congress in Wisconsin's 8th Congressional District yesterday. Dr. Calla Holmgren is an obstetrician-gynecologist who specializes in high-risk pregnancies. Lierley is running against Trump-endorsed Tony Weed, a Green Bay-area businessman. Wisconsin officials are reporting a nearly 40% increase in early in-person absentee voting over 2020. Early in-person absentee voting began last week. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says voters have requested nearly a million absentee ballots, with over 715,000 returned by mail or in person. Text messages can be a great way to communicate, but when it comes to election information, be careful. Stuart J. Wattles has more.
Voters are being warned by the State Elections Commission to be wary of text messages claiming issues with their voter registration. The text messages, which have been reported to the commission, may not be outright scams, but could contain erroneous information that might confuse voters. To ensure accurate voting information, people are encouraged to check with their local clerks or to use the official My Vote system.
Additionally, check out civicmedia.us/vote for all the voting information you need. A retired officer with the Green Bay Police Department was killed over the weekend in Oconto County. 60-year-old Thomas Roberts of Green Bay was on his ATV when he was struck by an SUV in the town of Gillett Friday night. The Oconto County Sheriff's Office believes that Obilio Thomas Sargento Robrello, 32, of Gillett, was the driver of the SUV. He fled the scene of the accident. He was located in a hotel in Jacksonville, Arkansas, several days later. Officials say Robrello is awaiting extradition back to Oconto County. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Bucks lose in Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Celtics 119-108. Milwaukee now 0-2 on this road trip. They've lost three in a row. Damian Lillard.
It's definitely frustrating, you know, because when we do what we're supposed to do, you see what the first game looked like, and then in moments of the last two games, you see when we do it, what the game looks like. So it's definitely frustrating. I just think it's one of those things right now where you just gotta stay in the fight.
The Bucks play in Memphis Thursday. College football, Badgers head coach Luke Fickell on reviewing the loss to Penn State over the weekend.
You know, it was tough, but as you look back at it, you know, the thing that it comes down to is execution, and execution in the fourth quarter, and then making plays.
The Badgers play the Hawkeyes in Iowa Saturday night. The NFL Network reporting an MRI showed no serious damage for Jordan Love and that groin injury. Could he play Sunday against the Lions?
Yeah, if he can go, he'll go. So we'll see where he's at by the end of the week. But if we feel like he can't protect himself, then we certainly wouldn't put him in that position.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Schwabba. Venom The Last Dance led the way at the U.S. box office last weekend, taking in $51 million, but it was still a bit of a disappointment. The final chapter of the Venom trilogy, starring Tom Hardy, was tracking to the tune of a much bigger showing at the box office. The studio was hoping it pulled in an additional $20 million. Partial blame can go to the World Series, but not all of it, according to prognosticators. No reason to shed tears for Sony, as the film is performing well overseas. Coming in second was Smile 2, with just over $9 million, but a 60% drop-off after opening weekend, a little more than you'd like. The Wild Robot took in over $6 million in its fifth weekend in theaters. Outperforming Smile 2 and The Wild Robot on a per-screen average was newcomer Conclave, which received rave reviews and came in fourth place despite a limited release compared to other films. Rounding out the top five was the Andrew Garfield, Florence Pugh-led romance We Live in Time, which was expanded to more theaters last weekend. Scary movie releases are winding down, folks. John Oliver's comedic takes on current events are top-notch. If you want a sample size and a good laugh, check out his and Will Ferrell's funny parody of Lee Greenwood's God Bless the USA. Oliver, an immigrant himself, had to take a test to become a citizen and then listen to Greenwood's song during his citizenship ceremony and thought new U.S. citizens deserved better. When he found out Greenwood charges the U.S. government $700 a year to use the song, it rubbed him the wrong way. So he is offering the new Will Ferrell version to the government for $701. Seems like a sensible price. Uma Thurman and Anthony Hopkins are teaming up with another up-and-coming actress, Phoebe Dynevor, for a forbidden love story called The Housekeeper. The film will be set in England at Hopkins' character's vast estate, with Thurman playing a housekeeper falling for a young woman and author who is visiting. It sounds quite steamy because Thurman and Dynevor are both very attractive, and even more so because there is no mention of Anthony Hopkins doing a love scene. Matthew Perry died over a year ago, but the story is still very much in the news. Variety reports that Perry's family is taking legal action against the doctors and those who supplied him with ketamine. Perry's mother and stepfather and three siblings appeared on the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and discussed the pending 2025 trial against two of the parties that supplied the drugs to Perry. Charges were brought after a joint LAPD-DEA investigation into Perry's death. What could possibly be more fun than a Timothée Chalamet look-alike contest in New York City? How about Timothée Chalamet actually crashing the party? The actor showed up incognito at first to a sea of young men who looked similar and surprised everybody when he removed sunglasses and a mask, then posed for selfies with contestants. The contest was promoted by the use of flyers over the last few weeks. The winner was to receive a $50 prize. Seems kind of lame. In case you're wondering, the actual Timothée Chalamet took third place. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be warm and windy today with near record highs in the low 80s. The wind will be out of the south, gusting to between 30 and 35. Tonight, our temperature dropping into the mid 60s. Tomorrow, showers, thunder showers with falling temperatures will be in the upper 50s to low 60s by late tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.